अर्जु, हम बात कर रहे हैं एक मामले की। हाल ही में विक्टोरिया के सुप्रीम कोर्ट में एक केस आया था जिसमें एक व्यक्ति को अपनी ही पत्नी का रेप करने का दोषी पाया गया। दरअसल वो अपील थी, काउंटी कोर्ट ने उनको दोषी पाया था और उसके बाद उन्होंने उस फैसले के खिलाफ हाई सुप्रीम कोर्ट में अपील की थी एंड सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने उनकी अपील को डिसमिस कर दिया। और इनफैक्ट उनकी जो सज़ा थी उसको 9 साल से बढ़ाकर 14 साल कर दिया गया है। तो सबसे पहले तो हम ये समझना चाहते हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में मैरिटल रेप को किस तरह देखा जाता है कानून की किताब में, लॉ के नज़रिए से।
Of course. Thanks, Vivek. Originally in Australia, almost 2 decades ago, men were pretty much able to rape their wives, and there was the immunity in law. Basically, rape in marriage was not a crime. And for example, the first Australian jurisdiction to completely remove this immunity for men, or the Marshall exemption, was in fact New South Wales in 1981. What that means is that even if you're in a marriage, and be it that the wife does not consent to the sexual intercourse, it is considered now as rape, and it is a crime, punishable. It's taken almost 30 to 40 years of advocacy by various women's rights and groups to even be able to bring this into law, to criminalize Marshall rape. It is a common occurrence a lot in marriages and communities such as the Indian community or the subcontinent communities are still not so open to understanding this concept,
जी,
which is happening.
I'll come back to that question of communities. First of all, I would like to understand that how mainstream, so-called mainstream Australian society, Australian community perceives this. Is it a problem there as well?
100%. It is a problem. The fact that two people are in a marriage, back in the English common law, the law that Australia is based on, there was basically a provision that in a marriage, rape was there was no such thing, and that the fact that if you are married to someone as a woman, you are giving yourself to the husband. And this definition that started with common law allowed rape. And it was always perceived as, almost a barbaric, that how can you have rape within a marriage? It's just not possible. But, like I said, over the last 40 years, even the Australian law had to be amended, whether it was Queensland, I mean, New South Wales was the first state to remove it, and the High Court itself in 1991. So we're just looking, not long ago, 20 years ago roughly, the High Court of Australia ruled that if it was ever the common law that by marriage a wife gave irrevocable consent to sexual intercourse by her husband, it is no longer the common law. So that's how it got removed in Australia.
तो आप क्योंकि बहुत काम करती हैं साउथ एशियन कम्युनिटीज़ के साथ, साउथ एशियन विमेंस के इश्यूज़ को बहुत आप देखती हैं, उनकी अंडरस्टैंडिंग क्या है मैरिटल रेप को लेकर, जो यहाँ लोग रहते हैं खासकर महिलाएं, क्या वो समझती हैं कि कंसेंसस का मतलब ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कुछ और हो सकता है?
That's correct. The unfortunate, sad picture at the moment is that most women do not even understand that they are able to say no and not consent, and then they don't even understand that it's illegal now. It's rape, and they've been subjected to a lot of family violence, and it's just now. Slowly, slowly, information's coming out that family violence is not just physical or financial, it's sexual abuse as well, which is this is part of.
So what kind of responses do you get from the women of the community when you talk to them about these issues? What kind of understanding do they have, if you can explain it to us?
Of course. I could say, for example, I've had a few handful of cases where within family law matters, and you know, sometimes the female client has come up to me and said, you know, I don't even know this rape. I thought that it was okay. And you know, sometimes they say that I didn't know my husband forcing onto me what was rape. Mm. You know, there's that misconception. They don't understand that it's illegal in Australia, and they've been subjected to this for the longest. Mm. Some people that have started to understand this concept have gone and told, let's say, their family and their networks, and then the response from them has been, oh, you know, don't be silly. You know, it's still going to make sense. How can your husband rape you? These misconceptions have been quite misleading, and it's not encouraging to women that are subjected to these sort of incidents. It is quite unfortunate, but it does take a lot of community involvement to be able to, you know, teach that view onto women and families, so they are to ensure that every woman has the right to acknowledge their own individual bodily autonomy, and it's their right to consent to each and every act of sex.
चलिए, बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया अर्जू सैफी आपका ये जानकारी देने के लिए, समय देने के लिए, बहुत धन्यवाद.
Thank you, Vivek, for enlightening the community with such important topics. Thank you.